And it's 8:36 on this Tuesday, January the 18th on FLX Morning. Time to get healthy with our friends from Finger Lakes Health. And joining us this morning is Kathleen Mills, who is the Dean of the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and Health Sciences. That's at the Marion S. Whelan School of Practical Nursing. Kathleen, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Well, I want to get into the whole topic of education and nursing school. But the first thing that I think is a popular myth that needs to be dispelled is there's more than one type of nurse. It's not just an RN.
Correct. Correct. There's an LPN program and also an RN program.
Right. And an LPN, that stands for Licensed Practical Nurse. What is the difference between an RN and an LPN?
The two have two different total scopes of practice. So the LPN gathers the information and then provides it to the RN. So there's different levels.
Okay. And Laura Turbine has joined us as well here from Finger Lakes Health. And I was doing a little research and happened to find out that the Marion S. Whelan School of Practical Nursing has been ranked as one of the best LPN programs in New York by the Nursing School's Almanac, number 8. Out of 67 programs. Laura, that's quite the accreditation.
It absolutely is. We've always been so proud of the Marion S. Whelan School of Practical Nursing. Has been around a long time, is one of very few hospital-based programs in New York State, which also makes it really special. And of course, not only can students train clinically right there at the hospital-based program, but we have incredible faculty and leadership, as you've obviously met with Kathleen. We are just thrilled to have this locally, where we know how much need there is for nursing, and the fact that we can actually ensure people get this kind of training and experience right here on site, whether they're switching careers, whether they're starting as a career. We have a whole range of folks.
Now, you mentioned that this is a hospital-based program. How is that different from other nursing schools, per se?
The hospital base actually is the faculty are also staff at the hospital, so they have a working relationship with the hospital, and it also gives them greater access, so the view is a little different. The faculty can support them as their faculty, but also as an acting staff member.
So if you have an idea that you want to be a nurse, that's one thing, but if it's something where you're thinking maybe about changing careers or whatnot, what kind of qualifications would you have to enter into the educational program here at the School of Practical Nursing?
Currently, our application process is open, but any baseline for like biology in high school, some chemistry, all of that is outlined on our webpage.
I imagine there's people from different levels and different worlds of experience that are coming in being part of the program, both male and female.
Mm-hmm. And what's amazing is I don't know very many other careers, one, that are so in demand, let's put it plainly, right? Yeah. Secondly, how many other careers where with, for example, a 9-month program or 10-month program for the LPN program or for a 2-year degree in terms of the RN program where you can sit for your licensure at the end of that program at 2 years, where you have so many options, so many places to work, such potential for growth. We have a lot of career ladders, particularly at Finger Lakes Health, where once you start as an RN, you obviously have lots of different functions and roles and different settings you can work in, whether it be a surgical setting, whether it be a medical surgical floor, countless ways that you can get involved. And I think this is one thing that before working within healthcare myself, I think we all had that view of either you maybe knew a person who'd been a nurse on a floor many years ago, or perhaps you knew someone who was a school nurse, for example. But when you really think about the wide range of options for people who are nurses, the many, many roles they play in our healthcare today, there's very few programs and I think very few careers that allow you to invest in yourself and do that education, but have so many options in such what I would call a relatively short window. And if you are looking for a career change, or even if you are starting a career and looking to say, how much time and money and other things do I need to invest before I'm able to actually do what I love?
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, and I want to go back to that point that you made about the time frame here. If you wanted to go to medical school, say to be a doctor, you're looking at 4, 6, 8 years, maybe even longer than that, depending on which field you're going into. But we just placed a time window for this in as little as 9 months or as long as 2 years, which means that not only is the amount of time you're going to spend before you're out in the working field cut down dramatically, but I've got to think from a cost standpoint as well, because it's a shorter term, it's a lot less expensive than trying to go for a full medical degree.
Correct. And as a hospital-based program for an LPN, I got lured into the LPN program because of the college credits that come along with it. And then those college credits also build on your RN. So it's not like a waste of time or money because you're already building on the stepping stones. I wasn't sure I wanted to go to healthcare. So to me, it was 10 months. Let's see if I like it here. And I still get credit for my college credits that could move on to something else. So it was a good stepping stone.
We're talking with Laura Turbine and Kathleen Mills, who's the Dean of the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and Health Sciences here on FLX Morning. So let's talk about what kind of options there are coming out of a hospital-based program. Say you're going for the RN degree, you do the two-year program. We've talked about there being a number of options available. Is it kind of like the sky's the limit after that, where you could essentially go almost anywhere? Or is there an incentive to continue staying in the Finger Lakes Health System and be assigned there?
Both, really. The locals, it's always, I was a local person, so coming into the LPN program and then going on to the RN program helped keep inside the community, so we got that support. But there's also, we've had graduates that go everywhere. I mean, they stay with us, they have been travel nurses, they go to the OR, they go, their options are unlimited.
And once you've come out of the program, we mentioned in the course of the conversation that it's not necessarily hospital-based work that you might go into. You mentioned, Laura, you mentioned a school nurse, which is something that people may not think about, but they're coming from the same program.
Absolutely. And certainly we see the need within our healthcare system. We've seen a growing need. We've seen a growing need. When I first started, we really were just two hospitals and some long-term care skilled nursing facilities, where a lot of LPNs have an opportunity to have a real scope of practice there. But ultimately, we've also added so many physician practices. There's a real need in physician practices. We see a need, obviously, in surgical settings. We see a growing need within physician practices for people who may become advanced practitioners, such as a nurse practitioner. So when I think about in the amount of time I've worked within the health system, mm-hmm. the range of roles, obviously we haven't even talked about faculty. There's a real need for nursing faculty. So when we think about that RN degree is really, I think of it as sort of a great gateway to so many rewarding careers and also so many future opportunities. Obviously, I think when it can be daunting to either think about changing careers, or when you're in high school and you think, oh, you know, maybe for example, a student who thinks maybe I need that little break, or and to think, as Kathy said, that we have partnerships with other area schools where you can go on for a BSN. We also have a partnership with FLCC to deliver our general education credits. And those are things that obviously serve people well throughout their lives, help create that lifelong learning, that little sort of liberal arts background that is being paired with that RN work that you're doing in the hospital setting. So when I look now and I think, I don't know that we do as good a job as we could with our young people in terms of really, really educating how many options, even not that we want to encourage it per se to not be out, to be outside our health system, but there are lots of options across the country. There's options in insurance settings. There's options doing care management. There's options doing working in group homes. There are so many countless options that people don't think of, I believe.
Now, you mentioned nursing faculty. It's a term that I've heard before, but for those unfamiliar with that segment of nursing employment, what is it? How does it work? What does it involve?
So nursing faculty at the associate degree level needs a master's in nursing education in order to teach, but it's very rewarding. I never thought I would be in education and then found myself in it, which has been wonderful.
And let's talk for a minute about financial aid, because that always comes into conversation when we talk about a new vocation or education. So what are some of the financial aid programs that are offered through Finger Lakes Health with their College of Nursing and Health Sciences?
We have our basic financial aid packages, but as through Finger Lakes Health, also have the reimbursement. But there's lots of programs out there.
So it is a traditional college with the same kinds of financial aid opportunities that as you would with other higher educational settings. And the other thing that we're referencing is we have a tuition buyback program, which if people commit to work for a certain period of time for our health system, we're willing to commit to help do a buyback. We also do commit to that for people up front. We also have several scholarships as well. So there are definitely what I would consider is no one should rule this out thinking they can't make a change. We didn't talk about this, I don't think, yet either, in terms of even sort of a base level starting salary for an RN, but you probably know better than I do, even a range of where that sits. And when people start to do the math, they start to realize this can be doable for me if they can find a way to get a little financial aid or perhaps save up a bit to start themselves in a program. We have the ability to then have them apply, commit to a position in advance, for example, and have that tuition buyback. So I think many people don't realize that the doors are wide open for them.
Yeah, and just to look for that. There's all kinds of different funding out there that you can get, for sure.
It sounds to me, just based upon the list you gave us of the different types of nurses and the different applications, that it would probably be far easier to list what you don't need right now. That list may very well be not existent at this point. Literally, the demand is so high for people in the field.
It is. I think once people have that kind of training and they're trained as sort of a critical thinker and they're trained to do assessments and things as an RN, all of those skills come into play in so many settings. And I think, as we've talked about, it's not just we are hearing about, of course, the workforce changes throughout every industry. But certainly, I think healthcare is in what I would call a significant period of growth as well as transformation.
Now, I can remember my aunt was an RN in New Jersey, and I can remember the types of equipment and technology that she worked with at her hospitals that she worked at, and based on my most recent visit to a hospital, light years difference in the technology that's available and that's involved. And that's part of the education too, is that you're going to wind up getting some pretty good technical knowledge in terms of how to use a lot of the new specialty equipment that's available, and even things that used to be relatively generic, like blood pressure cups. Now there's a lot more digital technology involved with those, and that's all part of the learning process at the college.
Correct, because they're both hospital-based, so we're embedded as part of the organization itself, so we're part of all of that.
And there's always, I'm sure, Laura, room for a career in health technology. Even if you do go into this program, if you're really attracted to that sort of thing, that there's opportunities there to be, you know, the people that program the stuff and the people that work on this stuff and make the stuff.
Absolutely. And one of the things that struck me, we didn't even talk about, there are so many settings such as the diagnostic imaging or radiology setting. We always need nurses to help in procedure rooms there. There's nearly name a department, whether it's our employee health department, our performance improvement department, something called nursing informatics, where it's someone who would work very specifically tying together sort of those electronic medical record and sort of technology systems along with care. So it really, I think, I just can't emphasize enough how many options there are and how the paths can be very varied, but also very individualized and personalized for people.
So let's talk about getting the application process started. Number one, how does that happen? And then number two, how long does it usually take on average for an application to be accepted?
Right now, our applications are being accepted till February 1st, and then we review all applications, and then letters go out March 1st.
And that's for the fall semester?
Yep.
Okay, so if you want to get an application in, how do you start the process?
Go to the webpage.
Okay, and the web address is?
www.flhcon.edu, and then the Marion S. Whalen is mswspn.com.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much, Laura. Thank you, Kathleen, for informing us. And again, if you're looking at making a career change, one that you could turn around quickly and wind up with, basically your choice of positions, then this is something you need to look into at the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and Health Sciences and the Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing.